USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. After talks stalled out following an all-day and all-night session, Senate Democrats came to a compromise late Friday on the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called out Democrats for taking too long.
They were in a big hurry. We started voting on the First Amendment, as parliamentarian said, right after 11 a.m. Democratic leader held the vote open all day so they could try to figure out what was going on with their own legislation that they want to pass only with their votes.
After holding out, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said late Friday, "We have reached a compromise that enables the economy to rebound quickly while also protecting those receiving unemployment benefits from being hit with unexpected tax bill next year." Senator Manchin then voted with all 49 Republican senators early Saturday in support of Senator Rob Portman's proposal for $300 per week in additional federal unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law to give $2 billion to school districts that reopen classrooms by the end of the month. Many parents and teachers question whether it will work. Debates nationwide have pitted politicians against powerful teachers' unions. The positivity rate of COVID cases in California is the lowest in 4 months, but the exception is L.A., where cases are trending up. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says this is no time to let down our guard.
Data projections show us that this period that we're in right now, March through May, is absolutely critical. If we stop wearing masks, if we ignore public health guidance, we could see a fourth wave in this country. And we know what each wave brings.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown also announced an executive order Friday to return students to classrooms in the coming weeks, saying she's confident it can be done safely. The U.S. Labor Department reported Friday that 379,000 jobs were added in February, much higher than many economists predicted. The unemployment rate ticked down 0.1% to 6.2%. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Sources tell Reuters that U.S. border agents detained nearly 100,000 migrants at the border with Mexico in February, the highest number of arrests in 15 years. Officials say they're seeing more children arrive at the border without a parent or guardian. Republicans have criticized President Biden for rolling back Donald Trump's immigration policies. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent a letter to the president on Friday requesting a meeting to discuss issues at the border. Homeowners along the U.S.-Mexico border are speaking out regarding the increase in illegal immigrants trespassing on their property. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar, whose congressional district lies near the U.S.-Mexico border, warned that more than 10,000 illegal immigrants have been apprehended in a single border sector in Texas in about 1 week. Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, another Democrat, did not mince words how he described the current White House's immigration policy and said the proposed bill is catastrophic. Emily Lord King lives on the U.S.-Mexico border. She says she has illegal immigrants constantly running through her yard.
In the last 45 days, we've seen more illegal traffic, car wrecks right through our fences. We had two Border Patrol agents on our property trying to apprehend 10 illegal immigrants, and those numbers just don't add up.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.